Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the birds bringing us back. It's a song right out of Ecclesiastes, part of the wisdom, literature, history. Time for everything. 17 to the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the word for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We had a great visit with Garrett Sutton, who's been a great member of our Brain Trust now for the last several years, a nationally acclaimed corporate attorney, author of a bunch of books from the Rich Dad, Poor Dad series, including Scam Proof Your Assets. That's the new one, isn't it, Garrett?
It is. It's just out. Although yeah. Amazon's having supply chain issues, so it says it's temporarily out of stock.
Don't believe it, folks.
Don't believe it. Order it anyway.
It's a scam that they're out, folks. They've got books. Don't you just go ahead and order them. In fact, buy two, you're going to want to give one away. Hey, Garrett, we're talking about scams, and you're reminding us that while I've been, you know, fussing over the years about all this cyber stuff, that there's still analog, face-to-face, grifter kind of stuff going on out there. You talked about real estate scams earlier. What would be an example of a real estate scam?
You know, the worst one out there, I think, Jim, is the escrow diversion, where somehow a scamster finds out that there is a real estate closing about to occur, and they insert themselves into the middle of the transaction and
digitally
direct you to send escrow money by
breaching a firewall into the attorneys or the bank's stuff. What do they do?
Well, they find out that through keywords, I suppose, that a real estate transaction is going to close, mm-hmm. and they will send you information that the routing number has changed, mm-hmm. and you're supposed to send the deposit to the new routing number.
Mm-hmm.
And I was on a podcast recently, Jim, where the host, his church suffered this. His church
wow.
was going to buy a property, and someone got in the middle of it and diverted the escrow to an account that was quickly depleted. And they were never able to get their money.
Oh no! Once it clears your firewall, kiss it goodbye.
Yeah.
You know, the interesting thing about this is how many times have you ordered something online, and within a day you get a notice of delivery that you can check on when you know it's not time for them to send you that. It's too early. In other words, you're not expecting delivery for a week. And all of a sudden, the next day, you'll get something that looks very much like a FedEx or a UPS or a post office opportunity to check on the delivery. Well, folks, if you aren't paying attention, you click on that, then you just let the bad guys in. These guys are good. They're very good at this. And I don't know what it is they know. Somehow, even without knowing much about you, they're intercepting emails, or they're keeping up with Target or Walmart or Amazon or something. Somehow they know something's gone on, and they've got your email, and they'll send you something to see if you'll hit on it. And that's spear phishing, isn't it?
It is. It is. And you mentioned, Jim, you need a good firewall. You need to,
yeah.
if you're a small business owner, you need to invest in, cybersecurity.
Mm-hmm.
You need to get not just the basic off-the-shelf firewall. You may need to, and we've had to do this in our office, bring in security experts that are going to put a really robust firewall up so that you do not have to receive these types of solicitations.
Mm-hmm. I had something come in the other day. I never forward stuff. You know, like if I get something in that I want to read, I never forward it to you because, I just don't. I don't forward jokes and the memes and stuff like that. But this came in, and it really was something I wanted a couple of other people to see. And I actually hit forward, and I said, hang on a minute. And I found the website of that. I was able to find a little bit of an indicator of where this was. I went to my browser and stuck that in, and my security system came up and said, "You don't want to go to this website."
Yep.
And that's so I, the kind thank of God, security thank you want. God I didn't send it to these people because they were my customers. What if I sent it to them? You know what I mean? And they clicked on it. I mean, folks, you've got to be that diligent. You've got to be almost fearful of stuff like that. You cannot be naive because these people are bad people and they will come and get your money.
Well, and the other thing, Jim, is the government says if you, the small business owner, get hacked, it's your problem.
That's right.
You're at fault.
Yep.
And then they don't go after the criminal.
Mm-hmm.
And so the whole thing is backwards. You're held responsible because you were hacked. You had no intent to be hacked. It wasn't your intent to have this happen to you. And so the government punishes the business owner, mm-hmm. and the criminal goes scot-free.
Right.
And so that needs to change.
And this is why training is so important with your employees, with your children, with everybody that goes online on your behalf in any way. It's so important.
Yep.
Last thoughts before we go.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I need your website, please, Garrett.
CorporateDirect.com.
And they can find your books there, your articles and
yes,
all that?
Yes, they can.
Corporate Direct.
All that.
And so, folks, the book is out just now, Scam Proof Your Assets, Guarding Against Widespread Deception. And we're going to talk some more about this with Garrett Sutton after the break. 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Here's Chicago. Take us out.
Another illusion I chose to create. You don't love what you got until it's gone. And I found out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.